It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We're bringing you candidate interviews over the next 3 weeks. You're going to hear from candidates in contested primaries on the Morning Show and on Central Time. And as you start your day, you'll hear from political hopefuls in the races for Secretary of State, Treasurer, Congress, and the U.S. Senate primaries. Today, we are welcoming Arvina Martin in our studio. She's currently an alder on the Madison City Council, and she's a former communications officer for the Ho-Chunk Nation Legislature and has worked as a statewide tribal liaison and policy analyst for the Department of Transportation. She faces incumbent Doug LaFollette, who we talked to yesterday in the August 14th primary. Arvina, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So you want to be Secretary of State. Why do you want to be Secretary of State?
Well, I feel like there have been so many changes in the last year, as well as changes over the last 8 years here in Wisconsin, that status quo isn't good enough anymore. We need to make sure that our elected officials are people that are going to take a stand and be vocal about things that are happening in our country, in our state. And I think that I have the voice to do that.
So from the Secretary of State's perch, different from the city council perch, how does that particular job give you the voice to do that? And what can you change?
I think that as a Secretary of State versus as a city council member, you know, first of all, the purview is wider. I think that as Secretary of State, I would like to focus on issues relating to election protection. Most states have election administration as part of their Secretary of State's duties. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case here in Wisconsin. That was taken away several decades ago. And I think that we need to return to that. I think that we need to have an office that is responsible for election administration that isn't appointed by the governor or the legislature. I think that we need to make sure that people have access to the things that they need so they can go vote, whether that means voter ID, making sure that they know that they can use an app to prove their residence, like a utility bill app, to prove their residence when they register, and making sure that we have elections that are safe and are not hackable.
This has been stripped away. Mm-hmm. These duties have been stripped away from the Secretary of State for a long time. Doug LaFollette talked about that yesterday. Also, mm-hmm. he has been Secretary of State since like the 80s. Mm-hmm. How do you make the coalitions to make this this job that relevant again? I'm just being honest here.
I think that a lot of it will have to do with having a different governor, preferably a Democratic governor. And I think changes in the legislature as well. I think that, you know, we saw the vote for treasurer, the referendum that was this spring, Wisconsinites voted overwhelmingly to support mm-hmm. that position and not eliminate it. And I think that shows that people in Wisconsin do want the duties of government spread out amongst different offices, amongst different people. That's how we get our checks and balances. That's how we have transparent government. And I think that overall everything is spread out better, and we're, most people in Wisconsin are able to see that leads to better government.
So you are running against Doug LaFollette. Mm-hmm. He is the Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people are asking you, what do you have to offer that he hasn't offered?
You know, I have done work in election protection, and I have taken stands on the city council, as well as just in my own personal life as an activist and my work generally. I think that. You know, there, when the roles have been stripped away from that office, we haven't heard much from him. And that we heard more about, you know, he had more things to say about the actual physical office being moved than any of the duties that were being stripped away. And I think that I would make a bigger stink about duties being removed from my purview rather than just the physical office space.
So you would be a vocal office holder, a vocal Secretary of
Yes.
State. What do you think the biggest issues are that people should consider in this election, not just in your specific election, but all over the state?
That is an excellent question. I think that we need to take a look, and people need to take a look at each individual candidate, see where their values are, the things that are important to them, and what they think about the issues that are important to you. We have so many, especially on the Democratic side right now, we have so many statewide candidates, and they're great candidates. And, you know, it's great to have the opportunity to look at candidates and be able to choose from good candidates as opposed to like choosing the lesser of two evils. Mm. I think that we have an opportunity to choose great candidates up and down the ballot to represent us.
We are talking right now to Arvina Martin. She is running for Secretary of State against Doug LaFollette. We are talking to all the Secretary of State candidates this week, and we're going to be talking to State Treasurer candidates and other contested races as we go down the line in the next few weeks. You're looking ahead to the November election. If you win in the primary. How are you going to run the race for November?
I would be a good team member with the rest of the Democratic ticket and know that, we have to get everyone elected, as many people as we can, up and down the ticket. I think that I would like to go and campaign in places where I've worked, which is a lot of tribal communities and other cities and towns and villages kind of in the up north area. You know, I've done a lot of organizing for political campaigns in the last several cycles up all over Wisconsin, and I've made connections there, and I think that I can I can speak to people there.
So this is a statewide office. Mm-hmm. You have statewide connections.
Yes.
Do you have a team of people who are helping you run this campaign?
I do. You know, I have people that have been involved in politics and have worked on campaigns before, but I also have a lot of people that have never been involved in politics before. I had a community of Ho-Chunk elders that went out and circulated nomination papers for me. They had never done anything like that before, but they went not just to their home communities, but they traveled a couple hours, you know, from the Dells area all the way up to Bad River, the Ashland area, to get signatures for me. And I am so thankful for that. And that's the kind of support that I think will help lead to a victory.
Okay, so your personal journey to this, you have always been active in politics. What made you jump into the fray?
You know, I think like a lot of people, I worked on campaigns, I've been involved, and I've helped support candidates that I believe in. And after the 2016 election, you know, it was a matter of, okay, well, I can sit here and mope and be upset about what happened, or I can get to work. And that's when I had decided that I would run for city council.
And you won.
And I won. Yeah. Yeah. And I actually really like the job too, but it's that same kind of mentality of we need to keep doing more. We can't let up at this point. We're fighting for things nationwide that we didn't think that we were going to have to keep fighting for, things like a woman's right to choose, organizing in the workplace, you know, marriage equality. We have fought so hard for those things, and we need to keep fighting so that we can keep those rights for everybody.
You're First Nation voters, Madison voters, these are your base. How are you going to appeal to people in Milwaukee and people who are in more rural areas?
You know,
white people in more rural areas, I should say.
Well, you know, I think that the message that I have resonates with people no matter where you're from. The idea that we need to protect our elections, that we need to make sure that anybody who is eligible and wants to cast their ballot is able to cast their ballot. Mm. You know, that's something that we can all agree on. And I think that message resonates with people no matter where in the state we are.
So say you win Secretary of State, and we still have a Republican governor, and we still have a Republican legislature. How are you going to work with them?
Very carefully. You know, I would most definitely work with anybody that that I have to, but also know that I would be responsible and answer to the people of Wisconsin and make sure that I could amplify their voices as much as possible.
We have been talking to Arvina Martin. She is a Democratic candidate for Secretary of State, and she faces Doug La Follette in the primary. The winner of that race is going to run off against either Republican Jay Schrader or Spencer Zimmerman, and we're going to be interviewing them later in the week. Up next, Charlie Sykes and his call for Republicans to stand up to Trump. It's The Morning Show.